Good day, this is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's delve into today's discussion, addressing hot topics that influence both consumers and businesses. From recent research at the University of Adelaide, we've learned that self-managed superfunds, or SMSFs, are outshining their industry peers amidst economic instability. The past fiscal year saw a relatively minor 1% decline in returns for SMSFs, compared to a substantial 5.1% drop for APRA-regulated superannuation funds. This stark gap is the largest we've seen in the past 6 years of observation. Interestingly, SMSFs still manage positive returns, with 38% succeeding even in these high volatility times. The resilience and adaptability of SMSFs have been outstanding, a success story attributed to greater control over investment decisions and active management. In an unprecedented move, ANZ Bank has ceased providing cash services at several Sydney branches. This shift mirrors the broader banking industry's trajectory towards digital banking, hastened by the COVID-19 pandemic. It's worth noting that bank branch closures tally at over 2,100 across 6 years. This raises legitimate queries about accessibility for those with reliance on cash services, particularly the elderly and certain businesses. As we embrace the gears of digital economy, inclusivity must remain at the forefront. Let's now turn our focus on retirement strategies with insights shared by the Financial Advice Association of Australia. The association raised concerns over the over-reliance on default retirement solutions. In place of one-size-fits-all products, personalized strategies are deemed as more effective for retirees. They opine that the tools effective during an individual's wealth accumulation phase might not be suitable for their retirement. The solution? Improved financial literacy and custom-tailored advice to ensure individuals can craft informed strategies for their retirement. Closing today's news off, we discuss the Australian Securities and Investments Commission's, or ASIC's, keen eye on consumer risks concerning AI in the financial sector. ASIC Chair Joe Longo accentuated the urgency for consumer protection amidst rapid AI developments. Transparency, potential bias, and the adequacy of current regulations are all crucial elements requiring careful scrutiny. They've made strides to establish an ethically responsible AI framework, targeting a significant boost to Australia's GDP by 2030 and ensuring data security and privacy. That wraps up our daily financial services news, an amalgamation of research, influence, and deployment, highlighting resilience and caution, control over funds, the shift towards digital banking, personal retirement advice, and the calculated governance of AI technologies. Join us again tomorrow for your daily dose of Australian consumer-friendly news, only on Financial Services Online. Please visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information. Thank you and have a good day.